All right, Joseph. Well, it's going to be a heck of a pitching matchup for this game this afternoon between Vanderbilt and Middle Tennessee.
Well, you would think so. Mike Minor going for Vanderbilt, not only a solid season, but he's historically done well in NCAA tournaments, pitched extremely well. Last year in his tournament appearance against Stony Brook, and then the year before against Michigan. So I would look for the same from him. That Kenneth Roberts from MTSU has already proven himself with 10 wins on the season. Went twice during the Sun Belt tournament. Was named most outstanding player of the tournament. He's not an overpowering strikeout kind of pitcher. He only usually gets somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 to 6 strikeouts a game, but has a great, you know, sinker ball and makes guys hit a lot of ground ball outs, and he's a left-hander, so it's going to be a tough challenge. And then, of course, they have an outstanding saver as well in Cody Woods, who's got 14 on the season coming out of the bullpen to close games out. So it figures to be, at least, one of those low-scoring, you know, battles of the pitchers. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
At least to start this weekend, how do you think Tim Corbin approaches using his bullpen?
You know what? I think in some ways it's going to be very similar to the way it was in Hoover, Alabama, and that's, you know, do everything you have to do to win this game and then deal with the next game when you get to it. I mean, you know who your starters are, or you think they are, and that it would be Mike Minor today, Sonny Gray probably in game two, and then Caleb Cotham in game three. But everybody else is probably all hands on deck. I just think you have to play them that way now. You can't. I don't think Vanderbilt has the luxury, and I've seen some of the other schools in the championship talking about how they're not starting their ace in game one. You know, they're going to save them for game two for the winner's bracket. I don't think Vanderbilt has that kind of luxury in this kind of draw. So it will be, you know, utilize left-handers when you need to get a left-hander out. Hopefully Russell Brewer is in the bullpen to get a save. What will be interesting is if they decide to get Sonny Gray up at some point, you know, and try to get an out on a right-hander late in the game if necessary. Even though he's planning to start, he has been very successful in that role. He warmed up in the bullpen in Hoover, as a matter of fact, on one game, so it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
Joe, I'm going to be very anxious to see how this young team reacts. You know, they played so well in the SEC tournament just when everybody was down on them. You know, now you come in, you know, hoping that maybe they can sustain that momentum.
Yeah, I spent some time talking to some of the coaches last night, and I think, to be honest, they're in the same boat. They want to see how this team reacts as well, because they've been one of those up and down roller coaster kind of teams all year long. To their credit, when they've had their backs to the wall, they've responded positively. So hopefully that carries over into this tournament this week. But I think there's so many young guys going through this for the first time that realistically the coaches don't know for sure what they're going to get. They, you know, hopefully there is a comfort level in having played here before, playing against somebody you have played before. I mean, there's a lot of things that should take some of the nerves away. But, you know, when you realize now this is it, you're playing for what you started the season to play for, things react differently sometimes. So it'll be curious to see how these young guys react and how the older guys like Andrew Giobbe, Mike Minor, you know, some of those guys help keep those guys ready to go.
Joe, we both know and really have a deep affection for John Stanford, the former baseball coach in Middle Tennessee. But Steve Peterson has come in, and Tim Corbin, rightfully so, has gotten recognition for the unbelievable job he's done to build Vanderbilt up. But Steve Peterson is literally like death and taxes. I mean, you know he's going to roll out an NCAA tournament-worthy team. I know he loves that place. He's done a great job in terms of helping to upgrade the facilities. I'm just amazed that some program hasn't come and a bigger program hasn't come and tried to lure him there.
I agree. 700 wins at MTSU in 22 years, and you're right. He has built that program to higher standards. He's overseen the renewing of the facilities there and the stadium there. And I agree. So he's a baseball guy. If you spend any time talking to Steve, and I got a chance actually, as fate would have it, coming back from Hoover, Alabama, I stopped at the rest stop just inside the Tennessee line, and there was a Gray Line bus there, and it was MTSU. They were on their way back from the Sun Belt tournament. And Coach Pete and I talked for about 10 minutes just standing out there then, speculating on who was going to go where in the tournament. Little did we know we'd see each other. But he's done an outstanding job. This is a well-coached, well-developed baseball program. And I mean, they're well deserving of a number two seed. And just like I think Vanderbilt feels they have a chance to win this regional, MTSU feels the same thing.
Joe, quickly, what would the schedule be like tomorrow, win or lose?
Well, if you win the game today, you'll play in the winner's bracket against the winner of Louisville and Indiana. That would be tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Time. If you lose, you're going to play again at 2 o'clock Central Time against the loser of Louisville, Indiana in the first elimination game.
Best of luck. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.